You know that feeling, right? That awful daily grind, just stuck in city traffic, watching the clock, burning fuel. And I mean, all that wasted time, the pollution, it's just grim. It's a global problem, really, and a big piece of it. Those old school traffic lights, they just don't adapt.
Exactly. And, smart traffic lights sound amazing, like something out of science fiction, adjusting timings on the fly. But the reality for cities is, well, it's complicated and honestly, often just too expensive to roll out everywhere. So, our mission for you today in this deep dive is to dig into a new approach, one based on simulation. It's all about figuring out how cities can deploy these smart lights smartly, efficiently, even when the budget is tight.
Okay, yeah, let's get into that. Because I mean, if these smart lights, the ones that sense traffic and adjust, if they're so great, why aren't they just everywhere? What are the real roadblocks stopping cities? It can't just be the cost of the sensors, right? Like the cameras or those loops in the road.
That's a really key question.
Yeah.
It is the cost, partly, but it's also a big lack of a standard method, like a blueprint. Every city is different, the street layout, the traffic peaks, even how people drive, So what works great in, say, Pittsburgh might totally flop somewhere else unless you really tailor it.
Right. And this is where those researchers from Carnegie Mellon come in, which is pretty fascinating. They didn't just say add more sensors. They built this simulation framework using agent-based modeling.
Yes, exactly. Agent-based. So instead of just looking at big traffic flows, they model each car, each intersection, as its own agent. It lets them simulate really complex stuff, the kind of traffic jams that just sort of emerge based on real historical data like density, time of day of the week, all that. It gets much closer to how a real city breathes traffic-wise than simpler models.
Okay, and this is where it gets really interesting for me, this greedy approach they used. So they don't just randomly pick intersections to upgrade. The simulation finds the worst spots, the bottlenecks. How does it actually find those? Is it just about how many cars are stuck, or is there more to it?
Good question. It's definitely more than just raw numbers. It looks for the intersections with the longest average waiting times, or, the highest number of vehicles piling up, especially during rush hour. And greedy just means it always picks the absolute worst spot first, fixes that, then finds the next worst spot. It gives cities a way to get the most bang for their buck, focusing upgrades where they'll help most within whatever budget they have.
Okay, the million-dollar question then, does it actually work? Did they test this against reality or other simulations?
They did. And yes, it really seems to work. They validated their model against ISUMO, as the Simulation of Urban Mobility Framework. It's a pretty well-respected tool in the field, and their simulation showed very similar traffic patterns. So that built confidence. And the experiments they ran showed some really powerful results. First off, the greedy approach just blew random selection and the old fixed-time lights out of the water. Consistently better. Like you can see the number of cars stuck waiting on main roads just plummeting day after day in the simulation using the greedy method.
Wow, okay, that's pretty significant. What about when things get really busy, like peak rush hour, high density traffic?
Yeah, that's where it's shown even brighter. With really high density, like 40,000 cars a day, the greedy approach showed something like a 96.33% improvement over the basic lights. 96%. Compare that to just maybe 35% improvement if you just randomly picked intersections to upgrade. It's a huge difference.
96%, that's almost unbelievable.
It's a massive leap.
And maybe the most practical finding for cities, even a small budget spent strategically makes a big difference. Think about it, making just a quarter, 25% of the right traffic lights smart using this greedy method. That led to roughly a 36% improvement in overall traffic conditions. That's a noticeable difference in your daily drive.
Okay, so boiling it all down, what's the takeaway for you listening? Whether you're just driving to work or maybe you're involved in city planning, it really seems like being smart about where you put these smart lights is key. You don't necessarily need to upgrade everything at once. Targeted investments can seriously cut down congestion, make driving less stressful, even without a total system overhaul.
Absolutely. And this study, it really points towards a smarter future for managing cities. Think beyond just traffic lights. Could we use this kind of simulation, this data-driven approach for optimizing, say, bus routes in real time or getting emergency vehicles where they need to go faster? Lots of possibilities. Definitely something to think about next time you're stuck at a red light.